Welcome, folks. It's a Tuesday. It's our second encore day of the week as we all enjoy these vacation days of Thanksgiving and Christmas and taking extra time off just to stare at the beautiful rising and setting sun and enjoying all of the wonderful colors of the Yule season.
Yeah. Very pagan here.
Yes, all of the wonderful, illustrious colors of the Yule season as the winter goddess and the witch queen and all that jazz, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the winter godness. The winter godness.
Yeah, that's right, the winter godness. Why don't you sit down, bud, before you fall down? Anyway, on today's show, folks, we have Jay Santos updating us on Operations Peep Tom and Tom Peep. Also, Coach Dozier dances again. Let's listen. Let's visualize on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw speaking, and tonight we'll have Jay Santos of the... And by the way, when we say tonight, we know you're probably listening to this in the daytime sometime, maybe in the morning, maybe it's in the early morning, maybe the sun is bright, maybe you're out in the desert, maybe you're dying of thirst, maybe it couldn't get any brighter, and here I am saying, good evening.
Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight we'll have on Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police explaining Operation... What is it?
Tom Peep.
Operation Tom Peep.
Jesus.
Now here's Phil Hendry. Thank you, General, and welcome to our show. I was just marveling here at this...
Dude, complain about it now.
Well, I am complaining about it, man. This headphone level... Not headphone level. The headphone cord on the... I don't know. Yeah, look at Phil. Get yourself some headphones with a cord that isn't all...
You got the pigtails.
I got this Curly Q. I hate whoever came up with this Curly Q cords for headphones.
The problem is, Phil, you don't know how to maintain these headphones, and so it gets all scrambled up, and then you get all angry.
You get angry because you don't know how to... I don't know how to what? You don't know how to maintain the cord on this thing. I guess not. All right, so...
Yeah, you want to start all over again?
Yeah, let's start now. I don't know.
Let's start again. I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Here's Phil.
Mr. Hendry.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Welcome to our show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be with us tonight to talk about Operation Tom Peep, which my understanding is that's distinct from Operation Peep Tom. Which I'm sure you guys are familiar because we've been through this ad nauseum. Now, Jay, you have been not very active on social media lately because it's been a very, my understanding was kind of a tough summer for you guys, and it was a pretty challenging winter.
Yeah, it was a tough summer, Phil, because for the summertime, first of all, we do what happens to us in the summertime, I think we should probably explain to people, is that we do experience a level of harassment from some members, not all, some members of the community who will pull our pants down. And hold on, before you start laughing.
Pull your pants down.
Yeah, that's right. Before you start laughing about it, let me tell you what. You come up to me and you pull my pants down. You know, have a care. So,
well, what does that mean, have a care? So people are coming up and pulling your pants down and what?
The summertime, and a lot of this, Mr. Shaw?
The name is General Galen Shaw.
Sorry, a lot of this has to do with your show, Mr. Hendry, where people have been encouraged to disrespect and in the overall hold the citizens are auxiliary police in lower guard. So when we're out and we're on patrol, we have people come up behind us and run and pull our pants down and frisbee our helmets off into the ocean or wherever it is. And this is disrespectful to law enforcement.
Let's take this. Hold on, Jay. You know, I hear you, and you're blaming me for that. And you guys wear pith helmets. You got on Bermuda shorts. You have blue armbands. Okay, wingtip shoes.
And that's, none of that is an excuse to pull the pants down.
Yeah, but you're telling people, hey, yeah, I'm a police, and you're not really police.
Oh, here we go again with that.
Jay, you're not, you're a voluntary auxiliary police force. You're not really the cops. How are you going to enforce people respecting you?
How am I going to do what?
How are you going to enforce people respecting you?
Enforce people, hold on for a minute. Standing train 15. I don't care. Take care of it yourself. How am I going to respect them enforcing? What we ask the people, General Shaw, is that people respect that we are out, and especially last summer when we had the threat of a tropical storm, And I don't know if you remember that, but we had that threat of a tropical storm.
Jay, I know we had the threat of a tropical storm, and everyone knows that, and you guys were having broth.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You guys were sitting having a cup of soup.
We had a cup of soup. Oh, my God, I got to go through this again.
Jay, you can go through it a million times, but you were saying you weren't going to go out and tackle these emergency situations.
Yes, well, wait a minute. That's wrong to say. Yes, we did.
Now, I know that you did, but you sat back and had a cup of broth and thought about it before you tackled these emergency situations. Now you're out there. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, already people know about this, and they're taking your helmet and frisbeeing it into the ocean. They're pulling your pants down.
Right, I'm on your program. Look, Mr. Henry, I'm not going to, I'm just on the program right now to let everybody know. Anybody out there wants to pull my pants down, you know what? Step up a plate. That's, I'll just say that.
All right, JC, you're choosing people off.
I'm just saying, if you want to pull my pants down, you want to frisbee my helmet in the ocean, step up the plate, take a couple of swings.
All right, now that we have that out of the way, okay?
Well, you're blowing it off, you know?
Jay, if you want to fight people, that's something you're going to have to just... I think you'd have to scare that up yourself.
We don't want to sit here and set up fights for you.
I'm not asking you to. I'm too... What? Oh, wow.
You're saying if anybody comes up and they want to frisbee your helmet and pull your pants down, then step up a plate.
Step up a what?
Step.
I heard what he said. Just step up to the plate. That's what I'm saying. Every summer, we're out there, we're patrolling the beaches, we're making sure, you know, I'm sorry, but we're looking at women who may have those, you know, have the thong bathing suits and it's wedged up, and we will tell them to roll over. And
none of that stuff is any of your business, as you know, and that's obviously going to get people to... The least that can happen to you is to have your helmet frisbeed off into the ocean. Some people may want to kick your ass.
Oh, boy, what I wouldn't give. I would love to see that.
So you haven't had anybody try to kick your ass for telling their girlfriend to roll over onto her back because her thong bathing suit was sucked up the crack?
What?
You heard what he said. Have you ever had anybody...
No, we haven't had anybody threaten to kick my... You threaten to kick my... You take me on... You take on the entire Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know. So just, and by the way, Mr. Henry, we had...
That's real scary.
By the way, Mr. Henry, I'm going to ignore that. But Mr. Henry, we have a theme song that you said that you guys would play at the beginning of each and every show, and I did not hear it played here tonight, and that's something that I think... Yeah. I'm Jay Sattis, Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Phil Henry Show. All right.
Kill it, bud.
Kill it.
Jay Sattis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us on the world-famous Phil Henry Show tonight to talk about, well, what we were going to talk about here is Operation Peep Tom and Tom Peep. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Can you give me the difference?
Well, I think you already know what the difference is.
The audience doesn't know, Jay. They need to be up to speed. Operation Peep Tom, as I understand it,
General, you mind if I explain?
Just so, as I understand it, you guys have a camera up to the open bedroom windows of women, and you video that, and then you show it to the homeowner to show how vulnerable they are, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And that did cause some confrontations from time to time.
Well, the last thing I saw you tweet was that you got jumped from behind by a husband/homeowner, and you had reconstructive dental work?
Listen to him laugh. You had reconstructive dental work? That's exactly what I just heard you do, Mr. Henry.
Well, it's pretty funny, Jay. I'm sorry.
What's funny about a guy having his teeth driven back into his throat?
Jay, when you say you get jumped from behind by a husband, next thing you know, you've had reconstructive dental work, and you considered a chin implant.
Oh, bullshit.
Get him under control.
Yeah, Jay, you can't say that. Mr. Henry can, yeah. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. A Batman costume. I mean, the phone, bud. I don't know what you're talking to people about, but just...
Jay, listen, I gotta... Jay, listen, you gotta watch that language.
Hey, listen, I can tell you, I didn't consider a chin implant, okay? That is a dirty, filthy lie. A dirty, filthy lie.
All right, okay.
Well, what I heard, Jay, though, was the homeowner jumped you from behind, drove your teeth back into your head, like you said. Now you've got reconstructive dental work, and you had to ice something down.
Well,
he had to ice it down.
What did he have to ice down? You had to ice down your what? Your genitals?
I said, I said, yes. As a matter of fact, nightly, the doctor has told me this has been about 60 days, and he told me to go ahead and ice it down.
Ice down your, ice down what?
You know, I told you.
That about a ball bag.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. So I had a reconstructive dental work. I got to ice down my ball bag. Well, not my ball, but I have to ice down down there. And no, I did not consider no chin implant.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us as we talk about Operation Peep Tom, Tom Peep, all this crap. You guys getting your helmet frisbeed. It seems like the community, Jay, is kind of picking up on you guys and realize you're not really, you're just not really a cop.
I don't have the kind of arrest powers that a police officer has. Nonetheless, I do have Citizens Auxiliary Police, Citizens Arrest Powers. Subcommander Blueberry, because Subcommander Gleason got married and he went into his father-in-law's got a dairy business that he's do something. I don't know what. Subcommander Blueberry, though, has been out with me on a lot of calls. And Subcommander Blueberry hadn't been on a job 48 hours, so we went out to Redondo Beach. We were double-checking whether the thongs were sucked up too much. A lot of the things were double-checking, and Blueberry immediately had his pants pulled down and it had a frisbee.
Well, it's too bad about the kid. Maybe he ought to consider something other than the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Maybe he's not going to do that. Maybe Subcommander Blueberry is going to be a part of this great organization.
Jay Santos of the Citizens. All right, so tell me, Jay, you got punched out by a homeowner as the result of Operation Tom Peep or Peep Tom?
That was as a result of Operation Tom Peep. And what happened, as you know, Operation Peep Tom is when we are videoing through the bedroom window to show a woman who has got her clothes off or is about to remove her underwear. And that got us into, there was a series of controversial Operation Peep Tom operations over the course of the last 2-3 summers, in which that was when the harassment started. We had our pants getting pulled down and our helmets getting frisbeed into collection ponds. At that time and at that place, we decided that we would then go to Operation Tom Peep. And Operation Tom Peep would be where we don't have no camera in the bedroom window. We've got a subcommander, as in the case of Subcommander Blueberry or the Subcommander Bunois, they would be staring in.
What is this guy's name?
Who's that?
Subcommander what?
I got Subcommander Blueberry and Subcommander Bunois. What about it?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Jesus. So Subcommander Blueberry and Subcommander Bunois will be staring through the window, and we will videotape them stand. So we're not even videotaping the woman. We're videotaping Blueberry or Bunois staring through the window. Two weeks ago on Japper Street in Hawthorne, I got jumped from behind by Mr. Coletta, who immediately punched me out, got the luckiest punch in the history of the world. He punched me out and drove a knee right in there. And as a result, I had to have reconstructive dental work, and I've had to ice it down. See, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Okay, yeah, I hear you. So far, what you're telling us, Santos, is all of your injuries and all of your failure. Well, what? No, hold on for a minute. I want to know.
What do you mean all of my failure?
Well, you're talking about who have you actually saved from being peep-tommed or tom-peeped or whatever?
We are there showing women how they're vulnerable, so we'll do either peep-tom or tom-peep.
You don't make any sense. Wait a minute. What, Margaret? I want to know, in other words, after you got punched out, and this is not the first time, by this husband, did you explain to him what you were doing?
Subcommander Blueberry was trying to explain to him that we're not videotaping your wife, we're videotaping me staring at your wife. You know, yes, he was looking at her, peeling her underwear off, and she was putting lotion on her butt, I guess.
Oh, that's great.
Well...
And that's when the homeowner jumped you from behind.
That's, yeah. But Blueberry tried to explain to him, hey, that's not Brigadier Admiral Santos's fault. That's my fault because I saw your wife putting lotion on her butt, buttock. And I want you to know, sir, that any pervert could see that unless she closed the windows. I saw her putting lotion on her butt, and I saw her peel off her underwear and take some selfies of herself. And that's when this guy picked Blueberry up and put him headfirst into a garbage can and come after me.
All right, so you guys are out of line again with this Peep Tom and Tom Peep.
No, we're not, Mr. Henry. You've been with us. We've been on the mobile operations, and we've seen some pretty hairy stuff.
We haven't heard you do anything, Jay, other than be entirely inappropriate with people. I think what you got to do is you got to get rid of Operation Tom Peep and Peep Tom. Where's Major Elvis Newton in the middle of all this?
Major Elvis Newton was back in the van. He was, at the time, I think he was watching some Entertainment Tonight. I don't know what he was watching, but he had something on the TV in the van, and he was having, I think, somebody made some pepitas or tamales for him, you know.
All right, so he's eating pepitas or...
You got a problem?
Yeah, I got a problem. Listen to this. Major Elvis Newton's eating tamales while you guys are up there. You're getting reconstructed.
Okay. Every time I come on your program, Mr. Henry's a mistake.
Jay, I want to hear the story.
No. Every time I come on your program, it's a mistake. And I will tell you now, Mr. Henry, we put our lives on the line when we go out and do Operation Tom Peep and Peep Tom.
Jay, listen, you got a kid out there who is staring at a woman in a window, tells the husband, hey, listen, you better get her to close the window because I just saw her putting lotion on her rear end, taking selfies of herself. You don't understand how that's weird. Don't you understand how that's inappropriate?
What are you talking about?
Hey, Jay, if this kid, whatever he is, Subcommander Mooberry.
It was Subcommander Bunwar.
Bunwar, is that the guy's name?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his name. Don't wear it out.
All right, Jay Santos has been my guest.
No, go ahead.
No, it's fine. Jay Santos has been my guest here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hold on for just a minute. Yes? Blow it out your ass. Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you very much, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What happened to, by the way, Subcommander Bunwa?
Subcommander, he was fine. He got put into a garbage can. And I'm the one. I got the luckiest punch in the history of the world. Drove my front teeth back down my throat. I gotta go and I gotta get reconstructive dental work. I gotta go and get reconstructive dental work, probably. And then, of course, I had to buy like 5-6 different ice bags.
You're still icing them down, huh?
That's right.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What's the upshot here, Jay? Are you going to continue doing this?
We are not going to be deferred from our course as law enforcement. Operation Tom Peep, Operation Peep Tom. We'll rethink and rework Tom Peep. And Peep Tom.
Why don't you just not hang around bedroom windows with cameras?
I said Operation Tom Peep isn't hanging around a bedroom window with cameras.
Yes, it is, man, because you're videoing the guy staring in the window.
All right, fine. Let me just say this. Okay? If my sub-commander can look through a bedroom window and see your wife putting lotion on her rear end, taking selfies of herself, and shaving, and you know where... Oh, my God, what's so funny?
You're telling me that Subcommander Mooberry and Bunwa.
That's right.
These two jokers are looking at a window and they're looking at the woman shaving, putting lotion on her rear end, and taking selfies.
Exactly. I've got to explain to the homeowner what he saw. We saw your wife shaving, okay? And then she put lotion on. What are you talking about?
Jay, you're the dumbest guy. Every night I talk to the dumbest guy in the world. You've broken the record here tonight. Thank you very much.
No. You're not getting away with that.
You're the guy that's out there getting his pants pulled down and his frisbee,
my frisbee?
Your helmet getting frisbeed off.
Phil, we're out here to save lives.
You're not saving any lives, man. You're sitting there looking in a window at women engaged in extremely private behavior. Then you turn around and tell the husband, like you're going to get a medal, and you wind up needing reconstructive dental work. And you gotta ice your nutsack down.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil.
Well, you know that's what he's gotta do.
All right, mister, and I'm gonna remember this night for as long as I live. I'm gonna remember this night.
What a weirdo, man.
Hey, Jay, if you're still listening, listen. If you don't understand how it's dangerous for you guys to be videoing a woman... Never mind.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police, and they've been around 25 years. It's insane that they've lasted that long. World-famous Phil Henry Show... at philhenryshow.com.
This Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and no matter how much abuse I take on the Phil Henry Show, no matter how much abuse we take out there on the streets of Los Angeles, as we try to endeavor to save lives, we'll go ahead, we'll take that abuse as we endeavor to try to save lives.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and listen to day after day, hour after hour, show after show of Jay Santos needing reconstructive dental...
Jesus.
The world famous, you all right, General?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The world famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos and so many others. Get it now, a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com.
I'm out, say walk. Lives.
World famous Phil Henry. No, what do we got here?
Major Elvis Newton.
Come on, will you, bud?
He called in.
Major Elvis Newton is online, too. Major Elvis Newton joining. Yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, I want to first of all thank you for talking to Jay and at least hearing his side of what was happening there on Operation Tom Peep. I need for you to know something, and I need for everyone listening within the sound of my voice to know that the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're not a bunch of bunks, okay? And hold on. Tell him to take that, and I'll throw it in the street if he doesn't. We're not a bunch of punks who are going to be told have to ice up our downstairs, and a bunch of punks that need to go in to have chin implants, reconstructive dental care, have our noses reconstructed and reconfigured, and basically have our faces rearranged because some punk homeowner.
All right, Major, sir, just hold down.
You called me General Shaw, didn't you?
No, I did not, sir. I called you Major. I might have almost said General, but I've got...
You've got a general standing here, right here, Major Newton.
Yes, I recognize that. And good evening to you, General.
Yeah, good evening to you, Major.
And you said, you spit Major. I'm like, Major? I am a Major. Wait. Mooberry, you call me one more time on this thing. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to run you over with a car. Do you get it?
Doctor.
Now, Mr. Henry, the disrespect that is leveled... You know what? I don't care.
You going away? Hello?
I don't care anymore.
Hang it up, bud. Hang it up, will you? Major Elvis Newton.
What is his problem?
I think he's reached a point where he feels that we have disrespected. I don't think we have. And when you've got a guy out there...
Look, when you got a guy out there and he's got his... Whatever this guy's name is, Bunwa?
Yeah, he was Sub-Commander Bunwa.
Oh, okay,
This guy, Sub-Commander Bunwa, is saying, yes, sir, I observed your wife shaving.
Let's bring on the next guest.
General, you think that's funny, don't you, General?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And I want to get on Coach Vernon Dozier because he has been following the Formula One Grand Prix season.
Now, this is interesting. This is fascinating. I never took Coach to be that kind of, I don't know, international type.
Yeah, it's a very prestigious sport that they follow in Europe and everything like that.
Well, they're following Formula One. Formula One is the open-wheel race cars that some people say look like Indy cars, but they're actually, I think they're a little bit smaller car, and they're designed to negotiate the road race courses that they have in Europe.
Now, when you say road race course, what do you mean? Talking about the windy...
Yeah, the windy courses, you know. They're not an oval like we like to run here in America. We have Coach Dozier now on our newsmaker line from Glendale, California. If I can, are you in the gym over there, Coach Dozier?
Yeah, Phil, I'm in our gym here at Belmar Academy as we get ready for, let's see, I think we're made it into the play. I don't know what game we're playing anymore.
Don't you pay attention to how your football team's doing?
Not really. I'm semi-retired. I got Jason Moron, who's been running the program for me. We're excited about Belmar Academy. We did have a winning season, and I think we're playing in the Blueberry League playoffs.
What is the Blueberry League?
That's right. It's called the Blue. I don't know. They moved us to the Blueberry League here in Division 3B. So that's what we're going to be getting ready for. Jason, is that the game? The Blueberry game? Is this a playoff game for the Blueberry League?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, thank you. There's Jason Moron. Say, I got Phil Henry here.
Hello.
Hello, Coach Moron. You took over the program from Coach Dozier, doing a great job.
We think we are. We appreciate very much the opportunity that Coach Dozier gave us.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Jason Moron. Yeah, I'm in semi-retirement, Phil.
So you're not even paying attention to how well the team's doing.
I am, and I'm not, Ms. Gray. I've tried to... step away from football this year and try to get my sanity back a little bit.
Now, one of the things you've done is you've been following Formula One.
I have followed the Formula One season, yeah, the race cars. I thought it might be a refreshing change of pace. It was not. It was as tedious a thing as I've ever been involved in my life.
Now, why do you say that? I heard that the racing was pretty exciting this year.
Well, I don't know where you heard that, because it sure wasn't.
Well, we know that one driver dominated, right?
Yeah. This guy, Max Verstappen,
He's a Dutch driver. Nobody likes him. The fans don't like him. The other drivers don't like him. I think Red Bull loves him because that's the team that he races for.
The Red Bull Racing Team.
That's right. The Red Bull, you know, sponsored by the energy drink. And they got Christian Horner as their team principal.
Now, who is this guy, Christian Horner? I've heard about him.
He's a team principal. He's like the coach of the team, if you will. And by the way, he's married to Mindy. Who's the guy? Hey, moron. Who's he married to?
Who?
Who's this guy Horner?
Ginger Spice.
Yeah, he's married to Ginger Spice. So these Spice Girls, boy, they really put their hooks in a. I tell you what, who's the one that got Beckham?
I think it was.
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the Formula One season was boring.
Yeah, very much so, because they had one driver who won all the races. See, so I don't find that to be exciting. I find that to be a little dull. So
that was you didn't retire this year, but you took a lot of time off.
I did take a lot of time off.
And you spent much of it watching Formula One.
Well, that was part of my time. I did that. Yeah. And the other part was I was giving dance lessons. I don't know if Dickman told you.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, he's giving out dance lessons, and he is dancing in a limited fashion in restaurants.
Yeah.
Dancing in a limited fashion in restaurants.
That's right. You gonna make a joke out of that?
No, we're not going to make a joke out of it, but how does the school feel about that?
Well, the school's going to have to get on. What do you mean, how does the school feel about that?
Well, you're dancing. What restaurants are you dancing in?
There's different restaurants that have, you know, they'll let you get out and dance. You get out and dance while people are eating. You get out and you twirl on a dance floor. I don't know.
So that's something that you were really missing, isn't it?
I miss dancing very much. I miss it very much. And so one of the reasons why I went into kind of a semi-retirement is to get back to my dancing and stretch out and watch Formula One racing. And the other thing that I've enjoyed doing is cooking, and I enjoy this kind of thing. So
you enjoy cooking?
Yeah, I'm trying anything I can to get football out of my system because I think I've had it.
Are you going to coach next year?
No, I'm not going to coach next year.
So it's Coach Vernon Dozier is done with football coaching.
Yes, it is. Unless...
Yeah, unless you change your mind like you did this year.
What are you talking about?
You said you quit coaching this year, and then you went back, and Jason Moron had the...
That's right. You gave it over to Jason Moron.
Hey, Jason.
I'm sorry.
Don't grab the phone out of my hand.
Well, I want people to understand that Coach Dozier had offered me the head coaching job, and the next thing I know, he's back, and I'm back as an offensive...
Thank you very much.
It sounds like you guys are having a disagreement. Every time we have a disagreement, people are grabbing phones out of people. Hey, Jason Moron, if you're listening, why don't you call me? Call us on your own phone.
Do not call him on your own phone.
I feel like I will.
Yeah, Mr. Moron? Yeah.
Jason Moron joining us.
La 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 la.
Oh, what a child. Get him out of here. Jason Moron joining us from, Coach Moron, how are you?
Listen, I don't want to make a big thing out of this, but Coach Dozier...
La, 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 la.
Coach Dozier, get out of here.
La, 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 la.
Coach Dozier had said that he wanted me to take over the coaching of the football team on a full-time basis, and the next thing you know, he comes back as he got bored laying around his house. As he said, he got spored, which is spank bored. And so...
F it.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm not talking to either one of those nuts. Spored.
Spankboard.
So what?
No. When Coach Dozier gets his shit together, he's cooking and he's what?
He says he's cooking, dancing, and he was following Formula One.
Well, congratulations to Belmar Academy anyway to making it to the Blueberry League playoffs, which I think if they win that, they go to...
Yeah, if they win that, they go to Division 3A.
To the Southern Section Division 3A Championship. Okay. The best of luck to you guys from all of us here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And philhendryshow.com. Don't forget, coming up on Friday night, we have a BSP chat that's going to be happening at 6 o'clock Pacific. 6 o'clock Pacific at the BSPs and More page at Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me. 6 o'clock Pacific at the BSPs and More page at Facebook.
That's right.
Facebook.com. Yeah. That's the BSP chat Friday night at 6 Pacific.